Good morning. I'm wanting to make an appointment for a bird to have a checkup. He has an infected eye. Yeah, what day are we talking? Okay. Yeah, Tuesday's no good. What about Wednesday morning? Let's do the 9 a.m. please. No, you haven't. Actually, you might be able to give me some advice in the meantime. It's a bit of a long story on him. He's actually a fly-in. He's been flying in for about 15 years, so he's not actually my pet, but I put feed out for him every day. He used to be someone's pet because he used to talk. He was attacked in the eye, and his eye became infected and swollen. I've been doing it myself with salty water, and it's come good, and I've let him go, but the salt water's just not doing it anymore. So I'm thinking you need some antibiotics, or is there something else I can put on it in the meantime before I get to see you? I've had him for a little while, for a couple of weeks. I actually set him free because it came so good. I set him free, and a few days later it came back and I had a bit of pus on it. So I thought, oh gosh, so I've got him back in again and redoing it. But it's just like it came really good in the first couple of weeks, and this time it's just not coming good. But it's good after I do it with the salty water, but like I'm doing it 3 or 4 times a day. By the time he's due to have the next one, you can see it's starting to puff up a bit. Yeah. So what can I do? Okay. But what can I do if you don't have an appointment? But do birds? That do birds though? Yeah, hang on, I'll get a piece of paper and a pen. I actually took him over to the North Lakes Emergency Vet Hospital when we first got him, and she just couldn't control him. He just flew about the room, and she said, sorry, I can't do anything with him. So, yeah, and we took him to the one at Chermside, but he just, like, his eye was fully swollen. He couldn't get into it, and his answer was to operate and remove the eye. And I thought, oh, I saw it before it was fully closed, and I knew there was an eyeball still in there, so I didn't want to go ahead with that. Yeah. Right. All right. Okay. Yep. Well, look, I've been... Well, tell me who you've got that you can recommend. Yeah. A grump. Yeah. Or the other thing is, like, I'm keeping it at bay. The other thing is, if I just keep it at bay, doing, like, it's been about 3 weeks now that I've been doing it, just keep it at bay and come and see you on Wednesday. Would that be another option? Yeah, all right. I'm just not keen to go back to the one at Chermside. All right. No. Sure. My name's Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Birchall, B for Bob, I-R-C-H-A-L-L. I do. It's helen.birchall63@icloud.com. Sounds like you've got a shop full of animals over there, birds in particular. all got a bit to say, which is not. This number, which is 0417 750 961. Number 10, Alexander, Alexander Avenue, Kalanga. So you said 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning, didn't you? Let's write that down. Yeah. It's a pink and grey galah. George, which he told us about 15 years ago. Yes. No, but he's been coming to me roughly 15 years. How old he was before then, I don't know. Like I say, he has wild birds. They come and sit with him during the day. And he comes in the morning and night time, and I have a food thing out there and water. So he's not my pet, but he relies on me. I don't think he can survive out there without my feeding him. Yeah. It is his left. Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much for that. See you then. Bye.